Connect with others in the Awaken Therapist community and join us over on Patreon. When you become a member of the Awaken Therapist community, you'll gain access to exclusive teachings, consultations, and resources. Find out more at awakentherapist.com. I believe all healing is magic, whether it's the mending of a broken bone, the softening of a broken heart, or the return to embodiment after years of disconnection. Every act of repair carries within it a mysterious intelligence that reminds us of the innate wholeness at the core of life. The vital force that makes healing possible is inseparable from our innate spirituality, the living essence that animates us, connects us, and guides us back to truth. For me, true healing and psychotherapy is made possible by a client's connection or reconnection to their innate spirituality. This is the source of healing that makes the work so magical and so profound. It's not about having the right technique or the most accurate analysis. It's about supporting clients and returning to the truth of who they are. I entered this field because I had so many profound healing experiences in transpersonal spaces where my own healing was guided by a return to spiritual essence. But traditional therapy often felt dull and clinical, stripped of the very magic that makes transformation possible. Too often, psychotherapy treated people as if they could be separated into detached parts. The mind over there, the body over here, emotions in one place, and spirituality is just left out altogether. But clients cannot be compartmentalized in this way. They arrive as whole beings, and it is only when we meet them as whole beings that real healing unfolds. At the very minimum, a person should come to therapy and be received as a whole sovereign being, not as a problem to be solved, but as a soul who already carries within them the wisdom needed for healing. When we meet clients in this way, we're not imposing change onto them. We're affirming our trust in their innate wisdom and their sovereign will. So much of traditional psychotherapy has been shaped by the medical model, where the therapist diagnoses, treats, and manages symptoms. While this approach has its place, it can reduce people to a set of problems that need to be fixed, and in doing so, we can miss the essence of who they are. What I'm pointing to here is something different. It's not about erasing the value of diagnoses or clinical skills, but about widening our awareness to include the client's inherent spirituality, the vital force of their being that is always moving towards health. When I first entered the field, spirituality was often conflated with religion, and we were taught not to bring it into the therapy space at all. But spirituality is not the same as religion. Spirituality is the inherent aliveness within us, the luminous ground of being that cannot be reduced to thought, emotion, or belief. It's what allows us to feel connected to ourselves, to others, and to the natural world, and to the vast mystery of existence. Religion, on the other hand, is made up of traditions and teachings and can point towards spirit, but they are not the essence of spirituality itself. And because we cannot separate a client into parts, we cannot set aside their spirituality while tending only to their mind or behavior. And in fact, if we do, we disrupt their ability to reconnect with their source of healing. Every person who enters our office arrives as a whole being. Mind, body, heart, spirit. To fragment them in our awareness is to miss the essence of who they are. When people hear the phrase spirituality and psychotherapy, they often imagine it as a topic, something we might discuss or add on as an extra practice. But for me, it isn't a topic at all. It's a way of listening, a depth of presence, an attunement to the subtle field where the client's true nature is always alive and honored, even when obscured by trauma, conditioning, or suffering. This isn't an abstract idea. In my work, I see how a client's essence reveals itself when we pause and listen more deeply. For example, imagine a client who comes in caught in a loop of self-criticism. On the surface, it looks like a pattern of negative thinking that can be addressed by reframing or new strategies. But instead of moving towards fixing, I might invite a client to slow down and bring awareness to the thought itself. The medicine the client needs is often embedded within the pattern that causes them the most distress. The spiritual intelligence that's embedded in those thought patterns holds so much wisdom. And when we slow down and listen and tend to those thought patterns with care, what's needed for deep repair often reveals itself in that moment. Similarly, when we slow down and invite a client to listen to their body in a very deep, welcoming way, often something unexpected begins to emerge. Maybe there's a subtle trembling in the chest or a heaviness in the belly, or an epiphany in the mind. As awareness deepens, we might discover that beneath the criticism is a much more vulnerable fear. If I stop pushing myself, will I still be enough? Will I still belong? Which is a spiritual inquiry in and of itself. In that moment, something sacred opens. We're no longer just talking about thoughts. We're meeting the client at the living edge between their survival strategies and their true essence. My role isn't to interpret or correct, but to hold presence steady, to attune to the wisdom of the field itself, and to trust their innate wisdom to guide the way. What unfolds is so profound, the client might weep, not from despair, but from the relief of being seen as whole. They may recognize, sometimes for the very first time, that what they long for is not perfection or symptom relief, but permission to be who they are and to rest in their own being. That moment of recognition is in itself healing. It is spirituality revealed in the therapeutic encounter, the soul remembering itself through presence and attunement. This is the first shift I invite when training therapists to move away from fixing and into deep listening. Listening not just with our ears, but with our whole being, our nervous system, our body, our breath, our energy, our awareness of the relational field. Because when we listen at this depth, we're not just helping clients manage symptoms, we're creating the conditions for them to return to themselves. To remember who they truly are beneath the layers of defense and adaptation. This kind of listening reveals something profound. Healing doesn't come from me as the therapist. Healing arises organically within the client when the conditions are right, when they feel safe enough, seen enough, and honored enough to allow their innate wisdom to awaken. Our role is to hold a coherent container where that awakening can happen. Now, an important element of this work is that when we support clients in reconnecting with their true nature, we inevitably encounter our own edges, our own limitations, our own unfinished business. And to be honest with you, I see this as a gift. When we sit with others in their healing, any part of us that isn't fully seated in truth also comes forth to be held in the light of awareness. This is one of the beautiful aspects of transpersonal counseling. We meet our clients not as separate others to be fixed, but as whole beings, and in doing so, we are called into greater wholeness ourselves. When we approach psychotherapy as a sacred endeavor, it becomes a synergistic spiritual experience for all involved. By holding ourselves with compassion, we create the conditions to hold our clients with neutrality, without putting our insecurities, fears, or unprocessed material onto them. This neutrality creates a field of safety and coherence in the therapeutic container where transformation happens naturally in the client's own way, in their own time. If I tried to make magic happen with a linear framework, I'd be imposing my ideas onto the client. But this work is not about making something happen. It's about welcoming the client exactly as they are, affirming their essence, and trusting their innate wisdom to guide the process. My role is to listen to that wisdom and to support them in listening too. Together, we collaborate to navigate the terrain of defenses and trauma and conditioning and personality patterns and discover the path back to essence. This really dismantles the paradigm of therapist as expert and instead creates a dynamic where two whole beings authentically engage the therapeutic process. You'll hear this in the demonstrations that I'm offering this season on the Awakened Therapist podcast. These live demonstrations reveal how healing emerges when we attune to the field rather than trying to control it. So, spirituality and psychotherapy is not something extra. It is the very ground of the work itself. It is the awareness that every client is already whole, already connected to spirit, already guided by an inner compass that longs to return to love and truth. I want to invite you to experiment in your own life and work. The next time you're sitting with a client or a loved one, notice the quality of your awareness. Are you listening for what's wrong, for what needs to be fixed? If so, you're likely seated in your ordinary awareness of your thought-based reality. Alternatively, can you soften into listening for their essence? If so, you're likely seated in awake awareness, the infinite and expansive quality of your essential self. Notice the subtle shifts within you that happen when you shift from ordinary awareness to awake awareness. And perhaps most importantly, try this with yourself. In your own quiet moments, listen not for what you should be doing or fixing, but for the deeper pulse of your being. That listening is where spirituality enters. That's where healing begins. Because when we remember to listen in this way, whether to our clients, to others, or to ourselves, we begin to touch the magic at the heart of psychotherapy, the mystery of becoming more fully who we already are. If you found this episode meaningful and want to deepen into the practices of transpersonal counseling, check out our trainings at awakentherapist.com. We have live, online, and go-at-your-own-pace offerings that are designed to empower you to unlock the magic of psychotherapy. Thank you for continuing to learn the art of creating a truly sacred healing space for your clients.